Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Hello.
I've just enlightened the group because they didn't know about... I feel like we should start bringing like a fun fact that nobody knows.
Do you think?
But we'd run out. Well, maybe two truths, one lie. But anyway, I'm just going to tell everyone now.
Yeah.
Because you know, because I've just told you. Mm. But I was born with a terrible fucking squint.
Yeah, you really were.
And my eyes were like totally wonky and bossed. And I had two operations, one when I was 3 and one when I was 4 to correct my... lazy eyes.
Oh, and you poor thing.
I know. And when I'm tired, my right eye drifts inwards, which I am actually so happy that you've never noticed.
I've never seen it.
Wait till I'm in the newborn phase with a kid because it'll just yeah. be like that way.
Darting in and out.
My sister takes this. If I'm doing my makeup or like looking in a mirror far away, I lose it.
One thing I do, like I feel like I can tell when you zone out. I feel like you zone out big. It's a very like obvious zone out.
Oh, no. When does this happen?
I can just see you go like super wide eyed and like I can just see like.
Unfortunately, I know exactly
out.
What you mean because when my brother goes, I'm like, oh, he's gone. Yeah. So, and I feel like we have the same eyes. Yeah, yeah. Super intense.
Yeah. You
and
go
Alex
really
is like,
wide-eyed.
Where have you gone? I'm really wet. But also, we've talked about how big my eye sockets are before. Like, I really feel I have to, like, keep everything in check, you know? Keep a tight leash on everything.
But no, I've never seen the lazy eye, so there you go.
I don't have one of those faces that's a poker face, I don't think.
No, you don't. It's quite easy to read your
face.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm a mysterious gal. I don't think Peter Andre would sing a ballad about me. Mysterious girls, not you.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be good at
mystery.
Mystery.
I wouldn't be good at allure.
Detectiveness.
Well, you say that. I actually think I'd be an incredible detective.
No, you're actually a really good detective.
But I wouldn't be a good spy.
You're a good detective, as in like you'd be good at digital detection.
No, I actually think I'm quite good at reading people as well. I think I think what would trip me up is if I had to lie. Like espionage. Yeah. Like if I had to catch somebody by being mysterious or aloof or like pretending to be somebody that I wasn't, that's where I'd be gone.
Yeah.
Like if I've got you in a room and I can just be me, and I'm just going to bang you to rights and I'm going to find out what you've done and catch you for your crime. Fine.
In minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd crumble.
I'd love to be a police officer. a detective. But anyway, if I had to be like, sit next to you at a bar and like get your secrets out of you, I would
chaos.
I would get nothing. I would not even get a free drink out of the situation. I would sit down and they'd be like, you're a mole. I'd be like, yes, I
you've
am.
Literally got spy written across your forehead.
Yeah, you've come out, you've got stress hives all over your chest. What have you done wrong? Why are you holding
even
a notepad?
Even I know, like, hang on, this girl sus.
There's something about this one.
It's not good.
Yeah, I'm not a natural liar. I'm a panicker. Yeah. Actually, when it comes to lying.
Yeah, same.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't lie. Can't
I feel
lie.
Like you could.
No, I can't lie.
I want to try.
I go red. I look very stressed because I am very stressed. No, hate
I
it.
I think
can't
I'm
going
to set some homework for our next. Is it just me? We have to both do two truths, one lie. We'll play next week.
Let's. Something that we don't know about each other. It's quite difficult, I feel, at this point.
Weird one, though.
Go on.
you pointed it out. We don't know what each other's handwriting looks like.
Oh, yeah. But you saw it the other night at the baby shower.
I've completely forgotten it. Okay. But yeah, they did a thing at the baby shower, my baby dinner, where it was my baby dinner, where everyone wrote like things.
Yeah.
Like guessing the weight of the baby and the name and stuff, which was really bad, seeing as I've told you all exactly how much you currently weigh, so what I'm going to call her. So yeah, that was, apart from my sister who replied saying that she'd be 46 pounds and born in September.
Yeah, it was wrong answers only. Born in September.
But I was reading it and I was just like, I feel like I should know everyone's handwriting. Don't know yours.
No, yeah. I don't know yours.
It's so weird.
I think it's big and bubbly.
Thank you, just like me.
Is it?
No. I mean, it's pretty bubbly, yeah. Actually, it's also quite big, but I don't think it's like big and bubbly in the way that you'd be like a schoolgirl's big and bubbly.
Okay.
It's a bit more classy than that.
Oh, okay.
It's not. The problem is with my handwriting is my spelling mistakes are so prevalent that it just looks really messy, whatever I do, because I've always got to scribble. Mm, yeah, okay. And I can't get through a line.
Okay.
I was going to say drugs, and I was like, why did I say that? I don't do drugs.
Drugs. Line. Drugs.
I can't get through a line of drugs. Wait, what? I don't do drugs.
Anyway. I like where that...
Nearly sounds like you do drugs.
Yeah. You sound stressed. There's hives popping up on your chest.
Oh, yeah, honestly, my hives will be... that's how you'll know I'm lying. Because I'll come in a polar neck and you'll be like... Why?
Yeah.
Lol.
So.
It's the end of the day.
Shall I kick us off with an Is It Just Me?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, all the amazing team at Should I Delete That? Love
Hello.
That. That sounds like one of my burps. Obviously want to start by saying love the podcast.
I have to acknowledge that I just started whispering.
In a very horrifying voice.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're losing it.
Overtired.
I think you're tired.
I'm really tired, yeah.
Unsurprisingly.
I'm still focused on you. Closely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Obviously want to start by saying love in capitals podcast. You guys make my walk to work each morning 10 times better. Not 11 times. That's okay. 10 times, that's fine.
You are impossible.
I'm sorry. Thank you. My Is It Just Me is a bit of a ramble, so bear with. I live with three of my best mates who I absolutely love. However, they often make small comments about my weight and size, saying I need to eat more and fatten up. And they've occasionally said it's not good to be skinny. I've never had the best relationship with my body and how it looks. And these comments just make me feel super insecure that my body is wrong. I don't really know how to say anything to them since they don't mean any harm and they think it's a joke. And I know that being skinny has privilege in itself, so I don't want to make a fuss when I know my experience of comments about my body is nowhere near what others are subjected to. So yeah, is it just me that feels like this, or am I being oversensitive and it's not that deep?
I think everything's relative. So if you feel uncomfortable with what people are saying to you, then you have every right to feel like that. And just because other people are experiencing it worse or differently, it doesn't invalidate what you're going through.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, because often as well, when people say things about you being skinny, it's like a joke or a compliment. You know, it's like a TikTok thing. It's like, oh, you think I'm skinny?
Yeah.
So I think people I completely understand that you'd be a bit wary of like just sounding like you don't have a bit of sense of humor failure or whatever to make a fuss about it. But I think you can, when it presents itself, if somebody is making you uncomfortable with it, just be like, look, I don't want to make a big thing out of this. It doesn't have to be this like huge drama. But I actually don't love that. Like, I am aware of my body size, and this is just the way that I am. I've always been like this. It's not a question of just eating more for me. This is how I look. And I think if you were saying it's this at the other end of the scale, you would know it's inappropriate. So can you just respect that I'm uncomfortable? And I don't think that's bad. Like, I didn't think this. I think that's
well
pretty chill.
You're right. And like, as someone who is also oversensitive and questions whether they're being oversensitive all the time, I so relate to this. But anything that makes you feel bad, I'm trying to, talking to myself as much as this girl, anything that makes you feel bad is valid, right?
Yeah.
It's all valid. And yes, you could acknowledge that, you know, skinny does come with some privilege and, you know, you're not subjected to any like systemic discrimination. But there is still a beauty ideal that, yes, is skinny, but there are other requirements like having big boobs and a big bum. and being white and, you know, having a small nose and big lips at the moment. So it's not, you know, so there are still beauty standards that just being skinny doesn't, you know, doesn't mean that you automatically fit them. So it's totally normal to feel like if someone's saying to you, oh, you need to be more this or more that, that your body feels wrong. That makes sense. But your friends are probably doing it because they think, oh, she can take it. Well, like you said, oh, she can take it because she is skinny. Like, it's a compliment. I mean, we're just giving her a compliment. But it's, but like I said, it's not making you feel good. So tell them. And they'd want to know, that your friends would want to know. I would want to know if I was making my friend, in a, even if it was inadvertently, like making them feel bad. So you'd definitely tell them.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. I think that's the thing. There's a thing that goes, I've seen it on Instagram loads, and it's like, maybe I'm not oversensitive, maybe you're just a dickhead.
Yeah, I love that.
Which I love so much.
Yeah.
But I actually think there should be some subtext, but I don't think it would look so good as an infographic. To say, like, the thing is, maybe you're not oversensitive, maybe you're just a dickhead, whatever. But most people don't want to be a dickhead. So if you feel like you're being oversensitive about something, and you then tell that person and they don't give a shit, then they're the dickhead. But if actually, the chances are most people don't want to be a dick. So
Yeah, they, like, just don't realise.
Yeah, they just don't realise. So you can totally tell them. I know that's like a slightly different meaning of that, but yeah. Anyway, I have another serious one.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about my butt crack or something if that's what you want.
Probably.
Why
break with tradition?
Exactly. I know, my bum hole. I was going to start a book Instagram page, but I think I might just do my bum hole instead.
Let's just rebrand the podcast.
M's bum hole. And Al's wonky butt crack. M's big butthole and Al's wonky butt crack.
Big hairy butthole.
Not hairy anymore, sorry, thank you. I'm actually going to great lengths to avoid having a hairy bum hole.
R.I.P. M's bum hair.
Yeah, it's gone, okay? Ripped from the roots, never to return. Oof. We don't miss it. Although if it was that, I would have no idea. I can't see shit.
We'll pass that.
Anyway, this is a serious one. Okay. Hi Alex and the podcast team. Hope everyone is doing well. I have a really tricky situation I need help with. I honestly feel like listening to the pod these last 12 months, I've gained a bunch of new friends, and maybe this sounds weird, but you were the first people I thought of to go to for advice on this. Thank you.
Oh my god, that makes me feel so warm inside.
Be warned, I'm about to discuss a really sensitive topic, fertility and pregnancy.
Okay.
I'll start with the good news. I've just found out that I'm pregnant. Congratulations. My fiance and I are both very happy and excited. However, one of my closest friends has been struggling with fertility for over a year now, and her partner are just about to start their first round of IVF. My question is, how do I tell my friend I'm pregnant without hurting her feelings or adding to their stress? I feel even more worried because all the while she has been going through her struggles, I've told her that personally I'm not ready to have a baby and I don't want to get pregnant for another couple of years. This is all completely true. We were planning to wait for a while, but we got pregnant unexpectedly and now we've had time to process and we are really excited. I really don't want my friend to think that was all a lie or that I've been keeping something secret from her, and I'm worried that might make it even harder for her to hear. Mm. Something she has been trying so hard for so long and I've just accidentally done without even trying. I know I need to tell her sooner rather than later, but I'm not sure how. Some advice I read online suggested telling her over text or email so she has time to respond privately first and we can talk about it together another time. But in my mind, that comes off as cowardly. Surely I have to tell her face to face. I would love to know your thoughts and how you would handle this. If you do read this out, please keep me anonymous. Thanks for the pod. Keep it coming. Love you all.
I read an article about this from I actually think it was Cressida Bonus. Do you remember who went out with Prince Harry?
Oh yeah.
She wrote an article about this for the Times. But I do think that the advice in general, and this makes total sense, is to send a text or an email. Just, and it's not you being cowardly. It's you allowing your friend to have the reaction that she needs to have without trying to
hide
her reaction and give you the reaction that you deserve because you're pregnant and this is exciting news. So I think it's really, really wise and really kind for you to send a text or an email and say, like, I want to talk to you about this in person, but I wanted to allow you the space to have the reaction that you know, your natural, your instinctive reaction to this.
I think, and I'm going to, before we air this, I'm going to ask her permission, but I don't think she'd mind me sharing this. Mm. And that's how I told Georgie that I was pregnant, because obviously, lovely Georgie Swallow, who's one of my best friends, since her cancer treatment, is now going through the menopause and she can't have children.
Yeah.
And we have a mutual friend who got pregnant a few months before, and George and I had talked about how she feels to be told this. And I remember her telling me in relation to our other friend that the worst thing for her was people feeling like they couldn't tell her stuff.
She
said both things hurt, but the thing that hurts more is feeling like I'm not part of it and I'm not included in it. And so I remembered that for when it was time for me to tell her. And I thought about doing it over text, but I completely get what this person is saying, and that you do, you know, and I wanted to share this because I know Georgie and I know that she would want to celebrate with me because that's just who she is. And we've subsequently had this conversation where it's like, and she said, I'm so happy for you and I'm sad for me.
Yeah.
And those two things are true and they
can
be totally true. And we had a really nice time together. Like, I told her during the day and then we went for a walk and we got to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I completely, like, it's so hard, and I completely understand, like, the position that you're in. And I think you know your relationship with your friend. And I think maybe even if you don't want to tell them over text, to say, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Yeah,
and I just want to forewarn you that however you react is completely your prerogative. And I support your reaction, and she'll probably know what you're going to tell her.
Yeah.
But it does mean that you are allowed to have that really special moment together, because she may well want to celebrate with you.
Right.
You know, and she might feel sad that you felt that you couldn't tell her. I know everyone's different, and I've also read the advice about telling people over text, so maybe that is the best thing to do. But I felt like, I think it just depends on the person, and you know your relationship. And it is hard. Like, it kills me to know that, and I think it's a situation that so many people are in. My mum had this with her best friend the whole way through their time together, where my mum she kept getting pregnant, and her best friend just kept losing her babies. And she just said it was just like, it's just the most hurtful thing for everybody. So, but I think every relationship is so unique, and you know your friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I think just giving her the space to be so happy for you, but letting her be sad for herself.
Yeah. And to know that the two are not mutually exclusive, like to know that. Yeah, that the two can coexist.
But I feel like she'll know that too. You know, your friend will know that.
Yeah.
She'll want to be happy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to take away her chance to be happy for you if that's what she wants to do. Or be
And I guess for this girl writing in that is pregnant, and I don't even know if this is the right advice, I really don't, but managing your expectations in terms of how involved your friend will want to be, or how excited she will be, because it might be that she is so clouded by what's going on. I guess the different, I mean, you can't compare like infertility to infertility, but I guess the difference is this woman is actively trying and being met with, you know, knockbacks. So she might be so entrenched in this at the moment that excitement isn't quite possible for her right now, and that might be the case as well. And if it is, I think, you know, it's just great to have like the utmost compassion and understanding, I suppose, for, and to manage your reaction, to manage your expectations for what her reaction may be, especially if you tell her in person.
Yeah, I think
it's so hard.
It's so hard because it's so unfair time for you as well.
Yeah,
and she wouldn't want. I don't think she'd want you to not be happy because she, is. But like you say, like you're just going to be on really different paths for the next little while, and you're not necessarily going to struggle, but you know, pregnancy is not the easiest thing in the world, and having a baby is not the easiest thing in the world, and this isn't going to be the easiest time of your life, but it's going, she is definitely not having an easy time either, and it's a very, very different time. Yeah. So I guess just maybe accepting, and I don't know what your friendship's like, but that maybe this bit is just, you just do this bit apart and then you'll come back together.
Yeah.
Or you just, it's just, and that is a bit disappointing, I suppose, but it is managing your expectations to protect you both, because you're both going through a really big time at the moment. Yeah. So, yeah.
And try not to force anything, I suppose.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I guess there's a balance of checking in and making sure she's okay and trying to keep her involved in the process, but not trying to force it if it's just something that isn't a possibility right now.
Because it just might be too much for her.
Yeah.
And that's, but it does sound like you know that. You know, like you're super aware
of
that.
She sounds very clued into this. Yeah.
I think, if you're telling her you know your friend, and if you feel like this would be something that she would miss being a part of, then you know, maybe do the forewarning thing. But if if you know it's gonna hurt her, or you're 90% sure it's just not worth it, and just I would just tell her over text or email, and just say with all the love in the world, and you know, we can talk about this whenever you want. And I think that's a really kind thing to do.
Really kind, and it's nice that you're taking such a like a careful and gentle approach to this. I think that's really nice. And it will be what ultimately, like, preserves your friendship
100%.
And maintains your friendship. It's not fair, is it? It's not fair on either in that situation. Obviously, it's, like, very different situations. But, it's just something we have to navigate, I suppose, as
we're
adults.
Fucking hell, adults. It's so annoying. Like, just so much. So one thing after another. But massive love to you, and congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
It is a really special time.
It's so exciting.
And I really hope that in like 5 years' time, you and this friend will sit there with your babies together.
Yeah.
And, you know, this will all be like a distant dream. So massive love to you.
Okay, I have another Is It Just Me? Hi to the team at Should I Delete That? Obviously goes without saying that I love the pod and genuinely do. I'm always recommending it to my friends. Thank you. That's great.
Thank you. Word of mouth. It's a try. It's an old school, but it's a good school.
Yeah.
It's a
old school, but a good school.
Old school. Fucking
it's
hell.
Late in the day, guys. Yeah. I'm always recommending it to my friends. Thank you. And wanted to say that you're doing such important work in breaking down the stigma of so many topics. Oh, are we? That's great.
I know.
My Is It Just Me is about friendships, and more specifically, breaking up with friends.
Ooh.
As I'm trying to put in place more healthy boundaries around my time and resources, I've identified that there are some friends that I just don't really want to spend time with anymore. Have you got any advice of how I can do this honestly and respectfully rather than just ghosting people? Oof. This is like set off my fight or flight. I don't know. I'm just the idea of someone breaking up with me.
Just leaving. So we've handled this one well,
really well.
Attention in the room. We're all like, oh my god. So
first of all, good for you.
Good for you. I mean, I think you can. Like the Brit in me just thinks you can just
slink away.
And it doesn't have to be like a poof Casper the Friendly Ghost. It could be as simple as oh my god, it's been so long since I've seen you, have you got any free time? Oh babe, I am slammed at work right now. I'm not free until I've got this really big deadline at work in like a month. Maybe we could catch up afterwards. And then don't catch up afterwards.
Daisy's giving, because I'm on that train too, but Daisy's giving us a no.
What do you do?
I've had to break up with quite a few friends in the past couple of years.
Have you? Yeah.
Well, she's going to say weeks. So I was like, shit, we're next.
Yeah. Oh, Christ.
No, it's really fucking hard. And it's so much hard. I think it's the aftermath is so much harder than a breakup, than the breakups I've experienced in relationships. Because you really never expect a friendship to break up, do you? But you, I think you always think in your mind, oh, what if I ended up breaking up with this person that I'm with in a relationship?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When a friendship, you never expect
it. So what do you do? How did you do it?
I tried to put it off one particular person. I tried to put it off for ages, like you said, tried to ghost them. But then they were just like, I've got a feeling I've done something wrong. And I just had to tell them.
Tell them what?
Text them straight up and be like,
you have.
You haven't listened to my boundaries in this way. I felt like you've been quite insensitive. You've actually been a bit intense and I don't. And I've been trying to, like, I don't know, I was just trying to be as honest as possible.
What a healthy communicator.
It sucked. I hated it so much, but it's worked. Because now we have we actually didn't fully break up. We have a healthier friendship now.
Okay.
And a more
boundaried
friendship.
See, I like that. I think the difficult bit is getting to the point where they say, I think I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
So I feel like then you should play our
game.
It's
nice to be prompted. Yeah.
That's how you get there. I'll speak to you on the 4th of... Never. Oh God, this is really hard. I mean, it's really weird, isn't it? Like we're asked to do this quite a lot, like episodes about friendships. Like I've broken up. I don't know. Like it's really weird. Like one of my best friends, I completely lost when we were 18, and she moved to the other side of the world, and I mean that was like a full, and I completely understand why she did. Her mum died and our mums had been best friends, and it was just too much, and she just left.
Yeah.
And I completely understand it, but having been ghosted basically was crushing, and even
so
with
painful.
All the context of like I still it's been 10 years and I'm like, fair fucks, like I get it, like it's really sad, but I get it. But then in more recent years, I had one friend that I just was, and we'd probably come back to each other now, but the timing was just, it was just all a bit much, and I don't think she was the best friend to me at that time, because I don't think she could be, and this was like four years ago maybe.
Yeah.
And we're kind of coming back towards each other now, but I don't know how it kind of happened. I think it was a bit of a drift, but I do think I said at one point, like, Daisy, I can't do this with you like this anymore. Like, this isn't working for me. Like, this is not the friendship that I want to have with you. I don't know. I personally think in a lot of instances we put too much expectations on our friends and on our friend, and too much pressure on our friendships. Mm. And we aren't very good at accepting people for not being what we want them to be. Like, basically just letting people be who they are. And that's been one of the greatest lessons my mum's ever taught me. And I used to think it was so sad. But she'd be like, when people show you when people show you who they are, see it.
Believe them,
Believe them.
Yeah.
And my mum would just be like, I just manage my expectations. And when her friends would be like, shit, where are I? I'd be like, oh, what? Like, this is so annoying. But she's like, no, I just know what my friends' limitations are. I know their strengths. I know this. And on balance, I've decided that I love them.
Yeah.
And so we're still here. But if on balance you look at it, and that's on you, not on them. So, I mean, that's not this question I'm asked.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know.
I've only had one friendship break up, but it wasn't. I didn't handle it that well, I don't think.
But that's good. What did you do? Because then she'll know not to do that.
I mean,
did you go? I moved to France.
I killed her. No, she. It was fairly recently as well. We were very, very close, but it became really toxic for me in that. It just felt very negative, and everything she was saying to me just felt like she was, or it would like always start with like, I've heard someone's talking about you, like I've heard this bad thing about you, to the point when I would see her name flash up on my WhatsApp, and we WhatsApped all the time, my heart would just sink, because I'd be like, what now? Like, it was always something negative, and it actually culminated in she swore at me, and. Oh. I was just like, I'm done, that's it. And I didn't really speak to her again.
Fair enough.
But she didn't try either. I think she knew that she crossed the line. Mm. So it did just, we just didn't really speak again.
There's something to be said, I guess, for like, what I was saying before about letting people be, like, someone sent me a thing to my Instagram the other day saying, you know, this girl sent me a list of all the things that I did that annoyed her. Like, what do I reply? And it's like, well, fuck her.
Yeah, like, that's just her. Savage. That's mean.
Yeah, it's brutal. Yeah. Like, and it's, no friendship owes that. You don't owe that. You know, like, and I think friendships, you know, platonic relationships are as important as any romantic relationship. My friendships are the most important thing in my life. So I don't say that to be like, oh, you know, friendships aren't important. I just mean like, there is no relationship that should happen in.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know, like, I find it really difficult to balance, like, you know, this girl's asking, like, how do I tell this friend? And it's like, do you have to tell this friend? You know, like, because that's kind of what a breakup is me saying all the things that are wrong with the friendship. And then it's difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, so God, you have to do it from your own. Oh God, I feel like we've made this way worse.
We have.
I feel like much stress she came into this with, she's going to be leaving with like 50 times more.
I wish Jack was in the room. Jack was with us.
I wish we'd answered this completely differently.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
I like what Daisy did. I think you don't make it about their problem. I don't think you make it about them.
That's what I was just worried about, is that when you said the list of the annoying things that the person did, I was like, oh God, I hope I didn't do
no,
that.
No, you
That's
didn't do that. I think that it's... No, I don't think you did that. I think it's not like, you did this and you did this and I find this that you do this. It's more like, I, in the space that I'm in right now, I can't handle this. Yeah. And I'm really sorry, but my limitations are these and these are my boundaries. And then it's all about you. It's not about them. And it's about you.
There you go. Yeah. That's good advice.
Finally. Fucking finally.
But then... Does that mean that then they don't take any responsibility
and
they won't change?
Who cares? It's you that you're the one that wants out of this situation. You're the one that wants the dynamic to change.
True.
You don't need them to take responsibility. You don't need them to change.
If you never want to come back together with them, I guess.
No, you just need to communicate where you're at and it's on them to respond to that.
Yeah.
I can't handle this right now. I need space. Me. And it's not accusationary. It's just, this is how I feel about the situation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how Jacqueline's taught me to communicate.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, she is in the room. She's just
there
head.
You go. She's coming through you.
She'd probably
She's
be like,
your body.
I didn't say that.
Do not put words in my mouth. Yeah. Defamation.
I've forgotten even what the original.
I don't think we've ever butchered a response to a question quite in this way.
I feel more anxious about it now. I guess the only solace we can give is that I think it is really normal for friendships to run their course.
Definitely.
And I think sometimes they'll come back. I had this friend that I kind of, both those friendships that ended for me. My friend that moved to the other side of the world, and like, she was like my best friend, she moved to the other side of the world, she came back last Christmas and I saw her for the first time in basically 10 years.
Wow.
And it was just amazing.
Yeah.
And we literally sat down, we were so, before I was pregnant, and we were so drunk, and we just sat and like talked for like it was the old times. And then she went back and we haven't really spoken again since.
Really?
I told her I was pregnant, I went to go and visit her mum, her mum's grave, like with my baby in my tummy, to go and say hey, and then I told her that I'd done that, and we had that really nice conversation, and we've got to a really good place, but like, it wasn't like it just went back to how it was. It was like we had that one lovely night, and now we're on pretty good terms, you know. And then I had another friend, the friend that I'd sort of fallen out with a little bit, or not fallen out with, but just drifted apart from.
Yeah.
And then I saw her at a wedding. Got abs. She got absolutely shit faced because I was pregnant. And we had a hoot. Just had a really great time. No drama, no biggie.
Nice.
And at the time, you know, in 2017 or whatever, when that one was, I was like, oh, we're never coming back to each other.
Yeah.
And then fast forward 5 years and we're like, whoop, whoop, like dancing to Mr. Brightside, like having a great time. So
wounds heal.
They do.
Yeah. And people mature as well.
100%. And just because it's not right now doesn't mean it won't be right then. And, you know,
still haven't given any advice. Oh, no, you have. Make it about you, not them. Okay, that's a good one.
Your boundaries. Basically, that text Daisy said right at the beginning, ignore everything we said after that.
Listen to Daisy.
Yeah. I've got something embarrassing to bow us out with.
Okay.
Just
to redeem ourselves, hopefully. I feel bad on this girl now.
We don't have to do anything. We just have to react to this person's fun, embarrassing Christmas story.
Okay, excellent. Okay.
Hi, gals and doggy pals.
Oh!
I never want to be addressed as anything else.
I love that.
mandatory line about how I love the podcast. I also listened to 5,000 minutes in 2022 and I'm such a fangirl.
What about the other minutes though?
Alex loved your audiobook. There you go, Debbie, I'm grateful. And then your baby bump pictures of fire.
Aww.
She didn't say fire. I just said it like
girl.
That. Anyway, are you ready for an embarrassing story?
Yeah.
I think I've just about recovered enough to confess. Before Christmas, I was heading into the office on the tube. I live quite far away from my office and I had major end of year tiredness. It was crowded and packed tight and I was feeling a bit fed up and ready for a rest. Yeah. Luckily, I'd bagged a seat. I had already done my makeup on the commute, standard, but to pep myself up, I thought I'd add a little bit of sparkle to my eyes for some festive cheer. So I dug out my makeup bag and started to pop some lovely silver eyeshadow on. As I sat there looking at my tired eyes, doing a hack job to make myself look more fun, I started overthinking and getting fed up. In that moment, I totally forgot where I was and I let out a big huffy sigh and the loose silver eyeshadow blew out all over, all out across the entire carriage. I was covered. The lady wearing a black velvet jacket next to me was covered. The man wearing a blue black suit opposite me was covered in silver sparkle. I sat there frozen, unsure of what to do, and absolutely desperately trying to hide a building giggle inside of me. Do not laugh. Do not make eye contact. Do not move. And for the love of God, do not sigh again, woman. So I sat there, trapped on the tube with some unwillingly sparkly people and waited until my stop, which was the end of the line. Obviously. Anyway, obviously I was deceased and I'm writing to you from beyond the grave. Did they notice? She doesn't say.
Oh my God. I'd have had to try and rub it off them. But it gets worse if you rub.
Way worse. Way worse if you rub.
I don't actually know what to do. Best analogy.
Fuck's sake. Yeah.
But you can't ignore that. God. Maybe you can.
My Alex hates glitter. Hates it.
Yeah, I do hate
it. I love it.
I like it, but only when it's where it's supposed to be.
No, I like it everywhere. I think it's fun. I've got a bit on my cardigan. Where the fuck's it come from? Who knows?
You have got it on your cardigan.
Where's that come from?
It keeps squinting at me. Yeah,
yeah. I love it. 2013, I wrote Alex a good luck card. He was in a gig. I wrote him a good luck card made out of glitter.
Yeah.
I was way too old to have done that, so was he.
Way too old.
Yeah. Made a full thing. Glitter card. Good luck. Love you. Something like that.
Anyway, cute.
Yeah, really nice. I put it in the back of my car. Yeah. Where it stayed for about 3 or 4 years. Don't know why. Yeah. And everything that went into the car afterwards came out covered in glitter. And I swear to God, it was the bane of Alex's life.
Yeah.
Every day he'd moan about it, but he couldn't throw the card away because it was made with love and childishness.
Glitter bombs are one of the cruelest things you can do.
Ooh, I did that to a friend's ex-boyfriend.
Did
once.
You?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the friend that I fell out with.
Did you?
Yeah, we were fun.
Love
we were
that.
Wild.
Amazing.
Yeah. I didn't do it to her. We did it. Her and I did it to her ex-boyfriend.
Love
that. At work.
Love that.
He was an estate agent. So if anyone Amazing. Went into like a Savills and it was glittery as shit in like 2016,
you know why.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I love glitter. Mm. I wouldn't have minded if my black velvet jacket had been covered in it. I'd have been like, woohoo, I'm a disco ball.
Yeah, that would be quite fun actually.
Yeah.
But I guess not like someone going to work with wearing a suit, probably not ideal.
No.
Mind you, it's Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Could have been paint. Could have been way worse. Could have been glitter.
Could have been poo.
Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly. That's what you should have said to them.
It could have been.
That could have been shit.
Be grateful.
Do you know how lucky you are? I could have shit in my hands and rub it all over me, but I didn't. I just blew my glitter instead.
Less bitter, more glitter.
Less bitter, more glitter. That's the name of this podcast, please.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, God, I love glitter. And you know, it's not good for the environment, and that upsets me most.
It's not, is it?
Well, there is biodegradable glitter.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't use glittery wrapping paper this year because it's bad for the environment.
Oh.
And it borderline ruined Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're going to go now.
Anyway.
We're at the end of the day and you can tell, right? Daisy's pissing herself.
Anyway. It's the Lizzo one. Anyway.
I get it.
Am I that flat?
Don't get that song in my head, please. Oh, God.
No, come on. I'll sing it
out.
Okay, ready?
No.
Anyway.
In a minute, I'm going to need a cinnamon arm and a woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in mad. Let's see if we...
Jen's face.
Got to figure out the best... Da, da, da. Because I don't give a fuck. Way too much. I got sting like
something
six drinks in my cup.
Six drinks in my cup.
Six drinks in my cup.
It's overflowing.
Okay. In a minute. Oh, fuck it. Goodbye, everyone.
Six shots in my cup.
Six shots in my cup.
two shots in my cup.
Yeah, obviously two fits six. She said six drinks.
No, you said six drinks.
She's so good at lying.
We have playback, that's the annoying thing.
Yeah. She's a liar.
You're a liar.
Well,
traitor.
From our informative and musical podcast.
So sorry for all the advice given today.
I'm so sorry to that girl. Genuinely. We love you though, and we're wishing you the best in your friendship breakup. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we fucked it.
We fucked it.
We'll do a friendship see you next episode week. And this was not it.
We're going to try and get better. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.